for having a leading role on the border. It's only gotten exponentially worse. These are not right-leaning organizations or media outlets. So what do you understand her role to be? And has the situation at the border improved or worsened?
Yeah, let's be very clear about this, because there has been a lot of mischaracterization. She was not in charge of the border. The Homeland Security Department is in charge of the border. She did do something important, though. She was assigned to conduct diplomacy with Central American countries, knowing that that's part of the bigger picture of what's affecting the border. And you know what? Those Central American countries are among the few countries to see their numbers go down in terms of the source of migrants who are seen at the border.
Pete Buttigieg has an explanation, of course, for, you know, I've explained how I don't think that the victory over discussing whether or not we're going to call Kamala Harris the border czar, that is an unworthy argument to have, because regardless of what you call it, she was terrible at it. And Joe Biden absolutely put her in charge of it. Pete Buttigieg explains it's not on Kamala Harris. It's on the Department of Homeland Security. So we thought, let's talk to Tom Homan, the former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement and president and CEO of Border 911. Tom, thank you for being with us here today. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
When you hear Pete Buttigieg explain away Kamala Harris's responsibility on the results that we've seen in this administration on the border, what's your thought?
Well, first of all, they did declare the borders are. There's 100 tapes out there doing it. And look, you want to say she's not a border czar? Whatever. But she's the vice president. Who's the Secretary of Homeland Security report to? The vice president. And if he wants to stick to that, well, I was just in charge of diplomacy to Central American countries. Okay. How does she do? Well, in 3.5 years, she was in charge of diplomacy for the 3 Central American countries. That number is around 5 million illegal entries from those 3 countries. 5 million. Average about 1.4 million a year. So, apparently she didn't do too good. And what they're doing now, they're trying to push this narrative that the border's better off. But what they're not telling you is they're bringing thousands through the port of entry through the CPP-1 app. They're bringing thousands through the CHNV, flying straight into airports. If you add those two programs together, same population of illegal aliens, and add what the border is still catching, and add the gotaways, we're still at historic highs. There's no celebration here at all.
Mm, yeah, and I mean, if you can, you know, polish the situation enough to try to make her look okay come election day. You can look at what Kamala Harris has said about what we should do with the people who are here. She doesn't consider people who have come here illegally to be criminals. What do you think a Kamala Harris presidency would result in for the people who have come here illegally?
Let's remember who she is. First of all, she compared Immigration Customs Enforcement agents to the KKK, okay? She vilified and slandered the men of the Horse Patrol and the Border Patrol, saying they whipped black people and they were racist. Again, false. Investigation proved they didn't whip anybody. She, as a senator, she supported sanctuary cities. As the Attorney General of California, she supported sanctuary cities. Sanctuaries are criminals. This is who we're dealing with. And why did Joe Biden put her in charge of the border? Because he knows she's not about border security. She doesn't like ICE. She doesn't like Border Patrol. Let's put someone in there. We're not going to fix it. This administration doesn't want to fix the problem. This isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. Open borders by design. He ran on open borders. You got to give him credit. He kept his promise. And Kamala Harris is the perfect person to make sure they will succeed in maintaining open borders. But if she becomes president, first thing you're going to see is a mass amnesty program for tens of millions of people who enter the country illegally. Now, you got to understand, all these people coming across the border, 8 million people released under the Biden administration, 9 out of 10 will get an order of removal. That's based on immigration court data. That's not my numbers. That's court data. 9 out of 10 will lose their case because they simply don't qualify for asylum to be ordered removed. But who's going to leave? Who's going to actually obey that court order when they can just hide out long enough and Kamala Harris will give you amnesty? This is rewarding illegal behavior. It's just going to feed the fire, flame the get the flames, throwing gas on a fire. It's just going to make things worse. So this, if she becomes president, you think things are bad now on the border? Hold on tight. Then we'll get a hell of a lot worse.
President and CEO of Border 911, Tom Homan with us. He's also the former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We understand that to be ICE. You know, Tom, when I hear you explaining the direction Kamala Harris would take this border problem, it's a crisis that most bipartisan Americans see it as a crisis. When I think about, you know, you can go Trump or you can go Harris, this might be the most the largest departure of directions that the country would go in should you choose one or the other. What does a Trump presidency look like for the border should he become the president once again?
Okay, so to be clear, I'm speaking as Tom Holman, the ICE director. Border 9 was a 501c3. I can't be political, okay. So I'm not speaking for Border 911.
Understood.
But the bottom line is, Trump has proven. He was the most secure border in my lifetime. I started in 1984 as a border patrol agent. I've been doing this for six different presidents. I've seen policies work. I've seen policies fail. President Trump's success was unprecedented. Illegal immigration was at a 45-year low. Illegal immigration was decreased by 83% to 90%, depending on what time frame you looked at. Within 90 days, Joe Biden took the most secure border of my lifetime and unsecured on purpose. We went from the most secure borders to historic illegal immigration. So if President Trump gets back in the White House, it's going to be easy. Easy is the wrong word. We can secure the border. It's going to take us about 90 days. We simply turn on the Remain in Mexico program. We turn on the Third Safe Country Agreements. We stop catch and release. We continue the wall. All four things were game changers with the Trump administration. We just go back to that same recipe, but finish what we started. And as far as, you know, those who demands they release the United States, 9 out of 10 will be order removed. We need to find them. We need to remove them because that's what the law requires. Unless there's consequences for entering this country illegally, which is a crime, unless there's a consequence for ignoring a federal court order, it's never going to end. So we got to have consequences. If you and I ignore a federal court order, we'd be in prison.
Right. Yeah, completely. You mentioned the agents that Kamala Harris repeatedly insults and disrespects. Is there a staffing problem right now with ICE, with our Border Patrol agents, that should Donald Trump become the president once again, would people be interested in signing up when maybe right now they won't be because they've been disrespected so much?
Yeah, exactly right. Border Patrol can't hire. I mean, Border Patrol's offered, I think last time I saw, $20,000 signing bonus. They can't hire because who wants to go and take a sworn oath? You're going to be a federal law enforcement officer and perform national security duties on the southern border. But when you get in there, you're going down there, you're a tourist agent, you're an Uber driver, you're a taxi driver, you're simply processing people, releasing them into the United States, many times delivering them to the very people who pay to have them smuggled, which is a felony.
That's outrageous.
So in ICE, look, the brown ICE border patrols are all time low. I talk to hundreds of these guys every month. If Trump comes back, number one, they'll get to do the job they took the oath to do. They'll get to be federal law enforcement officers and actually enforce the law and protect this country. These men and women signed up to protect the country. They didn't sign up to process people to release them illegally to the United States, like the Biden administration has been doing for 3.5 years.
I want to ask you one last question briefly about what is taking place in Venezuela. We saw elections. Maduro, he says he wins re-election. Everybody's saying that he's stealing it once again. What are your thoughts on what took place in Venezuela yesterday?
It scares me. That's what comes to the United States. Look, the Democrats have voted against voter ID laws. Who the hell doesn't think when you go to vote for a president of the United States, you shouldn't show an ID to vote? I mean, I had to show the ID the other day at Will Call to get sports tickets. I had to show ID to at a bar. I'm 62 years old. I had to show ID to get a beer the other day.
Yeah.
So, look, it's racist to say people can't get IDs, and you know, whether it's the black community, Hispanic community, can't get ID. Anybody can get ID. Not requiring voter ID, not making sure our elections are solid and concrete and every vote counts. Because with someone that votes that's not supposed to vote, illegally votes, that casts your vote out. Every vote, legal vote, should be counted. Everybody should show some sort of ID. And what happened in Venezuela? Look, it's without voter control, that stuff will happen.
Yeah, it's something that everybody should be paying attention to. Tom Holman, thank you for your time today. We're really grateful for your expertise on the issue.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. He is the former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He's also a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Grateful to have Tom Holman with us here today on X at Real Tom Holman. Go tell him hi. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Ryan Wiggins back in studio. We want to remind you also of that YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you watching the 2024 Olympics? Yes or no? What do you think? We've got a lot of people reacting and leaving some comments. Grant said, even though the opening was absolutely disgusting, I love the actual sports that are there. that are the Olympics. You agree with Grant? A lot of you do. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.